Today is Yom HaZikaron, the day in which Jews in the state of Israel, as well as Jews throughout the diaspora, take the time to remember those precious men and women who have given their lives for the establishment of the state of Israel, those who have fallen in all of the wars waged by our precious and beautiful Medinat Yisrael, and those who have lost their lives as victims of terror. We remember them every day. Their families remember them every day. But this is the day where we literally take the time just to contemplate their sacrifice, to contemplate the sacrifices of the numerous families whose lives have been forever changed because of the losses they have endured. There is a story that's told that a student once came to the great tzaddik, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Zecher Tzaddik V'Kadosh Levracha, and told Rav Shlomo Zalman that he was going to be absent from yeshiva that day. Rav Shlomo Zalman inquired why, to which the young man responded that he was traveling up north. He was traveling up to the Golan, to the Galil, to Kivrei Tzadikim, to visit the graves of righteous people. Anyone who's been to Israel knows that in the north, by Tzfat, by Tveria, further up north, Meron, there are many tombs, many graves of incredible Tzadikim of past generations. So this young man decided that for whatever the reason, he required a little bit of something extra. For some reason, he was struggling with what was going on in the Beis Medrash, his daily Torah study. He needed something else. So he asked permission from his Rosh Yeshiva to take off the day to travel up to the north of the country to visit the graves of righteous people. Rav Shlomo Zalman took the young Talmud's hand and he said, "My dear Talmud, if it is graves of tzaddikim that you wish to visit, if it is the graves of righteous people that you want to pray by, you don't have to travel up north. You just have to go to Har Herzl. Har Herzl, the military cemetery in Israel, in Yerushalayim. You don't have to travel far to find great tzaddikim whose bodies has been returned to the earth and whose souls have ascended heavenward. It is these tzaddikim, these righteous men and women, who we pay homage to and remember today." Many times, those of us who live in the diaspora, we come to these days of Yom HaZikaron and Yom HaTzma'ut, and the truth is we're a little bit removed from them. We're very removed from them. And even if you have a nice program, or a Meretz Hashem, a beautiful Hallel, still the feeling of celebrating the emergence of our homeland after so many years of diaspora, but doing it in the diaspora, sometimes feels like a celebration of contradictions. And when we remember those who have given their lives, sometimes those sacrifices seem a bit far, a bit removed from us. It's not our family. It's not my relatives. My life has not been impacted. But my dear friends, we know that we are one big mishpacha. We are one big family. One united nation, one extended kehila. And so the losses that are being mourned today are our losses. They're my losses, they're your losses. Today, we cry for the fathers who never came home. We mourn for the mothers who were not there to raise their children. We mourn for the children who never had the opportunity to experience life to its fullest. We mourn for the siblings, we mourn for the friends, we mourn for the spouses whose lives were cut so short and left so many broken-hearted loved ones in the wake of their loss. Today is not about someone else's loss. Today is about our loss. Rabbi Soloveitchik once spoke about this idea, about Yom HaZikaron. And he said something amazing, I want to quote to you. He said, "If you ask me, how do I look upon the flag of the state of Israel? And has it any halachic value?" Rabbi Soloveitchik was often engaged from a theological perspective as to what the role of the state of Israel is in Jewish thought. Was the emergence of the state of Israel a part of the messianic process, the beginning, an intermediate stage, a latter stage? And Rabbi Soloveitchik himself often took a position that I don't know what the state of Israel means in the messianic continuum. But one thing is clear, which is the establishment of the state 72 years ago, is nothing short of miraculous and something that we must celebrate and something that we must thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. So they asked Rabbi Soloveitchik about the flag, the blue and white flag, the Kachol V'Lavan. Does the flag have any halachic significance to it? And Rabbi Soloveitchik said, I would answer plainly. In the Shulchan Aruch it says, one who has been killed by non-Jews is buried in his clothes, so that his blood may be seen and avenged. In other words, the clothes of the Jew acquire a certain sanctity when spattered with the blood of a martyr. This is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Someone is killed, Akidesh Hashem. Someone is killed for being a Jew. Someone is killed for defending Am Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael. They have died al Kiddush Hashem. And so Rabbi Soloveitchik said, the Shulchan Aruch says that if they have, normally we take the corpse, we take the body out of his clothing, buried in tachrichim, in burial shrouds. But if someone died al Kiddush Hashem and there is blood on their clothing, we bury them in their clothing because that blood has sanctity. Because it was blood that was shed for Am Yisrael. And therefore said Rabbi Soloveitchik, how much more is this so of the blue and white flag, which has been immersed in the blood of thousands of young Jews who fell in the war of independence, defending the country and the population. It has a spark of sanctity that flows from devotion and self-sacrifice. We are all enjoined to honor the flag and treat it with respect. This was from Rabbi Soloveitchik's Chamesh Drashos, the five speeches or sermons that he gave, reflecting on the prominence of the State of Israel. The flag has Kedusha. The flag has holiness. The flag must be treated with respect because it has absorbed the blood of tens of thousands who have given their lives for Am Yisrael and for Eretz Yisrael. And so, my dear friends, today we reflect and today we mourn and today we remember. Today we think about all of the families who are broken because they have been called upon to make the most incredible, overwhelming, and somewhat unspeakable sacrifice. The sacrifice of a loved one for the continuity of the Jewish people. We tell a little baby at his bris, we welcome him into the world 8 days old. And what's the message we tell him? Va'amar lach bidamayich chayi. Va'amar lach bidamayich chayi. We tell our children from a young age, we are only here because of sacrifice. We only live because of the blood of others. We only live because of the sacrifice of others. We are only here today because of the sacrifice of previous generations. And we only possess our magnificent, beautiful, and incredible homeland because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of the promise he made to Avraham Avinu, because of the sacrifice of our precious young men and women. And so, my dear friends, today we remember their sacrifice. Today we remember their families. And today let's do something for their neshamas. Because remembering or memory by itself is never enough. Let's do something meaningful. I would urge you, learn Mishnayos today. Mishnah, we know, Mem, Shin, Nun, Hey, is the same letters as the word neshama, soul. Take out the Mishnayos, choose whatever Masechta you want. Go ahead and learn something in their memory. Say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm learning this Torah so that you should gather in all of the neshamas of those precious young men and women, mothers, fathers, children, gather them to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and just bring them higher. Lift them just a little bit higher on this day of memory, on this day of memorials. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm giving my Torah to them. I usually learn my Torah for me, for my family. Today, I learn my Torah for them. Let my Torah lift their souls up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let my Torah somehow blanket those beautiful families with a little bit of nechama, with a little bit of consolation. Let my Mishnah somehow benefit the neshamas that are with you on high and the neshamas who are mourning here in this world as well. Speak about the notion of sacrifice to your family and friends. You see, the word sacrifice for many of us is a bad word. We don't like to sacrifice. We want to have everything and we want to have it now. And if I have to sacrifice, let's find the workaround. Let's find another way. If those tens of thousands of precious soldiers and victims of terror had thought that way, we would not have the great gift of a contemporary homeland, a historical homeland. What do we sacrifice for? What are we willing to sacrifice for? What are the sacrifices that we make for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What are the sacrifices that we're willing to make for our communities? What are the sacrifices that we are willing to make for our fellow Jew? What are the sacrifices we are willing to make so that we can become the best version of ourselves? You see, my friends, to remember those who have fallen and perished is very nice. To daven is of incredible importance. To learn is a gift that we give to the neshamas, as we said, on high and here low in this world. But the greatest thing we could do in memory of those who have fallen, establishing and defending the state of Israel, is to say to them, your memory inspires me to sacrifice. Your memory inspires me to push myself. You made the ultimate sacrifice so that the Jewish people could have the greatest gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has ever given to a nation. One of the greatest gifts. The greatest gift was Torah. The second greatest gift is Eretz Yisrael. But I only have it through your sacrifice. What am I ready to sacrifice? What am I willing to give up? How am I willing to push myself further? And if we internalize that lesson, then in Meretz Hashem, we will give their neshamas an incredible aliyah. And especially in a year like this, where families, because of COVID-19, because of coronavirus, weren't even able to travel to cemeteries. To spend a few precious moments of introspection with a loved one. Especially in a year like this, where the Yom HaZikaron Tekes, the Yom HaZikaron program, which usually happens by the wall, by the Kotel, was held with a relatively small assembly of soldiers, the president of Israel. Especially in a year like this, where everything is so different, and the things that families would normally use to soothe their grief a little bit are not even available. Let's do our part. We may be 6,000 miles away, but we each stand soul to soul on the spiritual realm. Let's remember, let's daven, let's learn, and let's ask ourselves what we are willing to sacrifice to enable us to do something great for our people, for our God, and ultimately ourselves. We hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides an aliyah to all of the neshamas who have fallen establishing, defending the state of Israel. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give an incredible embrace to all of those neshamas who are taken from us as victims of terror. I hope that on this day, Umacha Hashem Dima Me'al Kol Panim, may the great day come where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will wipe away the tears of loss, the tears of grief, the tears of sadness that have been shed by so many generations of Jews. And Emirtz Hashem, replace those tears with a complete heart, a heart bursting with joy, a heart bursting with achdus, a heart filled with hope and optimism for the beautiful geula that is sure to come imhira b'yameinu. Amen.